after the battle.
You guys are exiting the, basically, fort where the green, you know, Baron Greens, stayed, and where you guys have secured Hafthor. Unsure of what happened, you guys recall his eyes just going completely a dull red color.
Yeah, it's like marble replaced his eyes. It wasn't even glowing, it's just flat red.
And he became like the Terminator. It's like Hafthor was gone and something else had taken over. And you guys are... He seems fine, he seems a little warm, but he's catatonic. And you don't know what's going on with him. As you guys are walking out and discussing, like, holy cow, that was a hell of a battle. I would say make perception checks, but it's...
I don't have to roll for that.
Damn it.
That was a pretty loud...
You hear a strange ringing sound.
Dragon!
Oh, shit.
And a shatter goes off in the town square.
The bell dragon appears.
Son of a bitch.
He says he's from Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
On a playground is where he spent most of his days.
The Will Smith dragon appears. Well, he has a bone.
He's way too cool.
He's
way too cool.
He has a bone.
He wins.
Natural 20.
What was that for?
He said make a perception check.
I said I would make you guys make perception checks, and then I was interrupted by damn phone. I said I would make you guys make perception checks. I'm sorry you wasted a natural 20 on that.
I'm keeping that.
No, you're really not. But,
all right.
So you really hear this very clearly.
You really hear this very clearly.
You know, there's, like, you guys, Morella, and a couple of guards. And you hear a clear sound of a horn being blown. And because you got such a high roll, even though I didn't ask you for it, but you did. You recognize that as an orc horn.
Can I tell from where it's coming?
Yes, it is coming from the south side of the fort.
Where did we enter?
You guys entered on the east side. Well, actually, no, it was on the south side. You guys entered on the south side.
So that's where the broken gate is?
Yeah.
That bears looking into?
It's coming from the gate. It's probably another orc raiding party coming back.
Yeah, you guys are panicked, and I assume you rush up to the wall to see what's coming.
We've got a flying broom.
Or do whatever you do. He doesn't have a flying
We
broom.
Don't rush shit. No, just kidding.
Somebody flies up.
Alright, so...
Don't I have it at the moment? Didn't I use it to get up on the roof?
You did.
Whoever has it, you guys go up and you get up to the wall and you guys fly up on your broom and you see a rather terrifying sight. You see roughly 50 more orcs with... ogres and hobgoblins and goblins and lizard folk, and there's some more Dwergar and a couple siege weapons. And you start putting two and two together. You remember when you did your initial scouting mission that there were more ogres than you fought. You counted like 8 ogres on your scouting mission, but you only fought 2 in the city. It looks like in the interim time between your scouting mission when you guys tried to sneak in that dawn, they sent somebody out. This is another giant warband coming back. And this is not long.
I'm not ready to do that again.
Yeah. And you guys are looking around, trying to figure what to do, and you hear another interesting sound.
Okay.
And it's interesting because it's almost painful how loud and high-pitched it is. You hear what I can only describe as a cacophony of screeches, maybe like you, they sound like eagles to you or hawks coming from above.
Gandalf brought the fucking eagles.
Oh shit.
Finally.
And
no, Nadar brought the fucking eagles.
And it's so loud you realize that this orc warband looks at the smoke rising, and they don't see their guards patrolling, and they start coming at you guys, and then you guys hear this, and from the clouds, dozens and dozens of armored griffin riders descend from the clouds and just start raining these crossbow bolts down on the party, doing strafing runs, and some of these crossbow bolts, when they hit, explode.
Come on. Well, I was going to say that Nadar wants to run out there and help, but...
No, we'll run out there.
Not when they're exploding, no.
These griffin riders outnumber the horde. There's like over 50 in that horde. Maybe somewhere upwards of 60 or 70 griffins descend from the sky. And just... I'm not even... it is terrifying and beautiful to behold. The precision of their strikes, the coordination of their formations, they quickly and efficiently wipe out the remnants of this orcish goblinoid horde. Like, they don't even stand a chance. The goblins, they throw a couple javelins, and the orcs and, you know, the ogres, they try to defend themselves as best they can, but when it looks like one might actually do something, he is focus fired down. Like, it is surgical.
Can I throw rocks at as many of them as possible to tag them so I get the XP?
No. I'm sorry, like, they all appear gray.
I would also like to cast Spike Growth so I also get some of the XP pool.
So anyway, about after maybe a minute goes by, you then see a smoldering porcupine-like pile of goblinoid and orcish bodies on the ground where the horde once was.
Just gonna float back down to the ground. Not draw attention to myself.
And as you're floating down, the griffin wing starts descending through the clouds down towards the city. And this makes you slightly nervous because, you know, you're like, wow, they just completely mopped up. And make a perception check, all three of you.
I'm going to roll really shitty this time. I have a feeling.
Same.
Natural 20.
Well, you noticed before any of them.
You might want to keep that die.
Right? Like, these two. Hello.
Six.
Well, you don't... You're too distracted by, yeah. Oh God, our impending savior or death. I'm hoping savior is coming. And what'd you get? Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But
you're a war cleric. You're like, I'm a church.
You're hyper aware, and you look around and you realize the elves aren't here anymore. They're just gone.
Probably for the best.
Well, I mean, they were already working their way out with their death.
Yeah, but they were... They were kind of taking their time, but now you look out and it's like there's the smoke outline of them almost.
There are no elves.
What elves?
They fade from the narrative. Weird. They're like, you see nothing. And as you're noticing this, in the center of this fort town, in the square where you just laid waste to basically half of a large orc's horde, the griffin wing lands. And they land. And they land.
We're out of space.
They land on rooftops, they land in the square, they land in the alleys, they land outside the walls. Make an intelligence check.
Yes.
Funny?
20.
What'd you get?
3.
18.
That would be a 20.
I don't know shit about how this is way too many griffin riders for...
You're thinking there's at least 30 of these griffin riders. You guys know there's close to 100.
Okay. I just ended too fast before I could get an accurate count because I was freaked out.
And in the middle of the square lands a very ornately armored griffin.
I bet he has the most XP.
Probably. Best loot too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's off him.
You are welcome to try.
Yeah,
did I mention 100?
I was going to say there are 100 of them.
Exploding crossbow bolts. Did I mention that?
Let's make friends with these guys.
And upon it,
so they're sleeping.
Armored head to toe with a very, very ornate helmet with, like, griffin wings coming off the side of it. And she's ornately armored, but not heavily armored. You'd say it's, like,
Make another intelligence check. Bonus if you have history.
18.
I'm not from here. I don't have to know any of this shit.
That's mithril. You guys, shiny metal, maybe platinum. It's mithril armor she has on. And when I say she, because it takes off the helmet, and long red hair kind of billows down, and it is a human female.
He has mithril.
Well, you know, it's...
Well, you know that I'm a female, and we look similar, minus, like, the red hair, but...
You also look similar to Hasim.
Oh, God.
to the dragonborn eyes. You're both small and
your,
somewhat hairy.
Where's
my... All Humies look alike. Oh, but...
The dragonborn's going around thinking that all human men are just kind of tiny.
Right.
Well, I mean, Hasim is especially tiny.
Well, I mean, we've been to towns. You know what humans look like.
Yeah, scrawny.
We're scrawny.
Underfed.
Delicious, I mean.
Only the children. Wait a minute, the guy that gave you your scale was a human.
Yeah.
It's true.
He was all in armor, he was fine.
But do you think the armor makes you taller? Is that what
the armor makes you a man?
Wow.
So I'm
wow.
A man and you're... In
let's
that
get down to business. Right? Hasim doesn't wear armor. So he's obviously some kind of wonder child.
Yeah. Right? Like, no, apparently you're female. And since I wear armor, I mean, I wear leather armor. Does that...
No, that doesn't count.
Long red hair. She's got a very stern look about her. Very ornately crafted, as I said, mithril with, like, gold and platinum inlay, and, like, she's wearing, a blue tabard, and she's extremely shiny. You guys, and her griffin also has, likewise, very finely crafted mithril, like, inlaid with platinum and gold armor, mm-hmm. with, like, blue, looks like silk cloth, and she gets off, and she... has a lance in her hand and looks like one of those crossbows on her back. And she holsters the lance in like a very nice holster on the side of the griffin. Gets off very deftly.
When you said, I was thinking that she put it in like a hip holster. So
right?
She's walking out.
She like sheaths her lance right into hammer space.
It's a dagger. It's the size of a dagger holster. No. And it's on the griffin. And she gets off. She looks around. She's like... At this point, Winston has come out. And the two guards. Mm-hmm. And then there's you three. And Mirella is... She's around, but she's like...
Yep.
Into the shadows a little bit.
So the authorities are here.
Guys, we're boned. I don't know if we can do all this. And... this woman clad in beautiful armor... Who's in command here?
I wouldn't say anybody's in command, really.
I am Nadar of Nimnon the Blue, scale bearer for the Church of Bahamut. I almost said Paladin. I really did.
I saw it.
Oh, God. Why do I ever give you inspiration?
It burns! I can't help it.
The Baron is inside. Though in charge might be a stretch.
I'm General Mynheer, General of the Griffin Riders of Volthrin.
Welcome to Greensburg. What remains of it?
Yes, I expected a heavier fight on the inside. Who is in charge now?
We literally just cleared out the courtyard. There's no one really in charge. Everything just kind of finished.
There's no military presence here other than your own.
She other looks around.
What you see is what you get.
She looks around and sees all the freaking orc corpses and ogre corpses, and there's even a drow over there, and, you know, a couple ogres and some siege weapons and...
And some of us are a bit bloodied. I know I took some damage.
Yeah.
Were there more of you?
Actually, I didn't.
A couple. But not really.
It was predominantly what you see. Were there a few guards inside?
She looks to her left and looks like a... I mean, if you know anything about ranks, the equivalent of a lieutenant colonel comes up and...
I seem to know shit.
They whisper back and forth.
I'm a war clerk.
Perception. She goes, yeah, sure. She basically says...
18.
Yeah.
11.
18.
All right. She whispers something to Lieutenant Colonel Dravinia and Azeem. You get the sense that she's saying, take a unit, go inside, check for the Baron. And he turns around, goes to Jessac, gets several of the riders. And you notice these riders are of... That Lieutenant Colonel was a tiefling. And there's some dwarves and a couple of gnomes and halflings and some humans that get up in a group and they go in with this Lieutenant Colonel tiefling and go inside. And you know these people are here to help, but... You're still a bit nervous because you don't know what their intentions are with you, because you guys aren't military, you guys aren't authority.
We're outside the chain of command. I never like that.
I'm a war clerk here, on orders from.
Yeah, you might have some authority, so I'm just gonna hide behind you.
she.
Says, I'm gonna assume I'm party leader at this point, just so.
Here you go.
Well, Hathor's...
Well, good. I'll give her the guy who can't speak common.
Yeah, what could possibly...
Still has the authority of the church.
I'm pretty much, like, the face person, though. At least I have been for a majority of the
You guys campaign. Have kind of been sharing...
Yeah, it's been very situation-dependent.
Very situation-dependent.
So, yeah, have at.
Well, our normal leader guy is out cold.
He's just carrying out of town.
He's communing with...
So, did you have your new character ready for me? Yeah. So, you thought you were getting up. Oh. Yeah.
Normally, I would be quiet at this point, but... Hathor's not here, so I'm like, all right, Nadar's going to have to take over this shit.
If we'll just wait here for a moment, my men are assessing the situation.
And she turns around and starts talking to people. It looks like she's giving orders to people to secure the town. Not a couple minutes later... they come out with Winston, and he's not handcuffed or anything, but they come out, and Lieutenant Colonel, the tiefling, walks up to the general. You know, she nods, whispered conversation.
Very well. I look forward to a more in-depth debrief.
Sounds promising.
Please, if you will retire to the fort, I will be with you as we secure the town and the area. The Crown thanks you for your assistance.
And she turns on a heel and...
Pardon me. We really don't have much time to wait. The information that we have says that there are many more of these, including a dragon, not that far from here.
Well, I think the safest place to be when a dragon is about is with me and my company.
I think she has a point.
But if you do have dire business, I promise I will not keep you long. I just have to know everything about the situation, and my first priority is security. My second priority is information. So as soon as my first priority is secured, I will be with you shortly.
Very well.
Turns around, walks away. You guys retire to the fort.
Do you have any level 3 spells left over from combat?
To the fort. To the fort.
Pause you guys for a second. Hathor.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you remember is seeing a sea of death in the forms of orcs and ogres and goblins and hobgoblins bearing down on you. And while you are an accomplished warrior and you are really starting to learn about coming to your own powers, that was more of a force than you are accustomed to seeing. And
last thing I remember is hearing Dravinia start to cast something, and then I'm assuming that something hit me, and I went down immediately. Something hit me hard.
That's what... The last thing you remember is just trying to steel yourself for combat. But this is a situation you've never faced before. And... There's always a sense of nervous fear before any battle, any warrior will tell you. I mean, the bravery is not a lack of fear, it's conquering the fear that you do possess. And it's not that you were cowering, but you were ready to go down swinging because you weren't sure that you were walking out of this, so your adrenaline was heightened, and you were ready to crash into this sea of what you could only assume might be death. And you remember this great sense of heat starting in your head but migrating down to your chest. And once it got to your heart area, it just sat there and burned and burned and swirled and grew until your whole body seemed like it was about to burst into flame. You've dealt with arcane magics before. You've dealt with, you know, harnessing magical flame, and it has similar things. You've always gotten a similar feeling when you're harnessing what you can only assume are the gifts from the Three Makers. But this was more than you've ever felt before. And then all you remember is black. But you're conscious. All you can see is black. But you get these weird sounds of thunder and screams of battle, but they seem distant. You can swear you hear the battle cries of your friend Adar, and the din of marauding dragons, and the signature sounds of your friend Azim and his interesting fighting style, just, and screams of orcs and ogres, and it seems distant, it seems slow, like, and fast at the same time. It's an interesting sensation. You really aren't sure how to describe it. And then all you hear is the slow sound of like a burning, like almost charcoal, like smoldering charcoal. And blackness. All the sounds of battle have faded. All the sounds of your friends have faded. And you just hear this primal burning sound. And it's very, very faint. And then you hear this. It seems to be coming from all directions. You try to say something, anything. Who are you? What are you? But you can't speak.
Come to me.
And all of a sudden, you wake up in a sweat. You're in a bed. Your armor is off.
I immediately started looking for my armor.
It's right next to the bed. So is your weapon, everything, all your gear is next to the bed.
I go for my water skin right away.
Yeah.
I am extraordinarily thirsty.
It's there. You drink it dry in one swift draught. There's more water on a table nearby. You go there and you take the picture and you just down that. And you feel your skin is like, it's warm. And it almost, It feels like there's electrical current going through it, like it's tingly.
Mm-hmm.
And as you breathe, your inner temperature starts to somewhat normalize, and the tingling sensation all over your entire body starts to slowly subside as you drink more water and you reassess yourself and you get your bearings. And after that haze passes, you sit there with the empty jug and the water skin on the floor in basically your normal clothes. There's a couple bandages on you. It looks like there's wounds on you that you didn't know before. But you're in a room, and you've never seen this room before. But you're alone.
So I'm not in the barracks anymore? I've been in the barracks before.
You're in a room that you've never been in before.
Okay. I open the door and stumble out.
Make a intelligence check.
Natural 20.
Sense is on point. Where the fuck am I?
You're looking around, you immediately realize you're still in Greensburg. This is the fort. This isn't the barracks. This is the fort where the Baron lived. You recognize the walls because you've been here before, but that room you've never been in. And you look around, and that's where you are. It's the sun's still out. You, with that intelligence check, I mean, you smell the burning smell that you smelled before. You don't know how much time has gone by, but it's still day. Might have been minutes, might have been hours, might have been days.
Is there a window outside?
Yeah, you can find a window easily. As you're going to find the window, you see Winston, but he is talking to two individuals. One is about the height of you, and another one looks about the height of a human, and they're both in this interesting scale mail-like tunics, very ornately crafted, like highly polished steel. They both have crossbows on their back, and they both have like helmets with like wings etched into the side. And with that intelligence check, I'll even let you ride on that a little bit more. You recognize this as members of the Griffin Riders.
Oh, so hoping you didn't recognize them.
Right.
Well, I'd seen one before, so I mean,
you guys have seen them before, and if you had rolled a one intelligence check, yeah, I would have been like interlopers, doppelgangers, go gnomes,
and then face down again.
Yeah, damn it!
I used to be good at combat,
Winston.
Oh, I thought you were up. Excuse me, and he walks over to you. You all right? We thought we lost you there.
I'm sorry. Last thing I remember, we were going in to the gates, and something must have hit me really hard, and I didn't even feel it, because I don't remember a thing.
You don't remember anything?
Apparently I went out. What hit me? Was it one of the ogres? Was there one, like, right inside the gate that I didn't see? What happened?
Lad, I'm gonna think I'm gonna let your friends handle this one. Do me a favor, go back to your room, I'll send some food over there. You are ridiculously hungry. And, I'll send your friends.
Okay.
Just sit tight, alright? We're fine. The base, we won the day.
Where's Theodore? Is he alright?
Theodore's fine. He's resting up in his room. I'll let your friends fill you in. Just go to your room. I'll be right back.
All right. I kind of stumble back in there.
And you guys are waiting in basically the war room/throne room of the Baron, where you first met the Baron and his two children, quote unquote. And you guys are just waiting in there for the general to get back, and Winston rushes in. It's like, he's awake. Hathor, he's awake.
I get up and I just go.
Lead the way.
No.
Wait. Before you go in there, he doesn't remember what happened.
Oh.
So,
did he get hit that hard?
Not that I recall.
He thinks he got hit by an ogre, but he didn't get hit. He just went down.
Yeah.
Yes, I recall.
Just to give you an idea of where I was, like, health-wise, like, metagaming a little bit here, I'm down 7 hit points.
So you never really got hit?
Barely. You were pretty
undamaged. I got
undamaged.
A little bit. That's it.
He was asking me if he got hit by an ogre or what happened.
24 medicine check.
We'd have to get to him, I imagine.
What are you trying to divide with that?
Oh. Does combat and even getting hit jar or screw with your memory, short-term memory loss?
You know that severe head injuries can cause that.
But we don't recall him having one.
No, right. You don't There's recall him having severe. One. You've heard of things called fugue states, where people sleepwalk, kind of, and do things. You know that probably wasn't it, because you saw the way his eyes changed. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like all of his eldritch blasts and all the things he does were, like, hotter than normal. And it's almost like someone took him out of the driver's seat and put him in the passenger seat and someone else was driving. So that is not like any fugue state you've ever seen. He comes from a very magical nature.
16 religion check.
Tight natural.
There are things called possessions.
No. Do they normally result in memory loss?
Sometimes. Depends on what's
concerned.
There are states of potations that will cause people to lose memories.
Potations. Can I do an intelligence check?
Sure, both of you do a intelligence check to know whatever the hell he's talking about.
14.
Natural one. Potations.
Like potatoes?
Must be something.
You figured it. Is it? You figured it.
Potatoes?
You mean possession?
That is what I said.
Yes.
Okay.
You think that he was possessed? His eyes did do that thing.
It was very strange.
Yes. Let's just go see him. See if he is himself.
Otherworldly beings have been known to take control of those from this realm.
Perhaps we should go in warily in case he is still under the influence of some other being.
Perhaps. That's a... Not a bad idea.
I told him to sit tight where he was.
Did he seem hostile or
educated? No, he seemed like himself, just confused.
Well, I can only imagine.
He was also covered in sweat. Oh. And kind of warm.
The body does strange things as it heals. Contagious.
He almost looked like he just broke a fever of some kind. I'm not sure. You guys should go in there, talk to him.
Please, lead us to him.
If the general comes, I'll let her know what's happened. I'll stay here.
Thank you, Winston.
Yeah, no problem.
You guys go down the hall. His door is not locked or anything, so he's right where you left him, except I imagine now just kind of sitting on the bed.
I am wrapped in a blanket because now I'm feeling, like, ice cold.
Peeks around the door.
I'm glad to see you.
I'm also got handfuls of my like trail rations, like stuffing them in my mouth.
I'm glad to see you're awake.
I'm glad to see me awake too.
What happened? Your eyes went red, and you fought you fought like I've never seen you fight before, and then
what?
Once everything was done, you just were down,
collapsed.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The last thing I remember was walking into the gate, you started casting something, and then I woke up here.
Can I do, like, an intelligence check to see if I like it? Because I've never cast that spell before.
You did it. It's your fault.
Right. I mean, if that's one of the last things he remembers,
sure.
Like...
Sure.
What is it, like, knowledge arcana?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. No, Asim has no clue. I think this shit works, so you're on your own there.
19.
Awesome.
You're pretty sure you didn't do it.
My spell had nothing to do with your
You fought a glorious battle.
You did.
In the name of Bahamut.
And it seemed as if even with your typical Eldritch Blast, I believe you call it, you were killing things easier.
Many an orc were laid low by your skill.
Yes, there was something about it.
I don't remember any of it. When I woke up, I'd assume something hit me as soon as I walked through the gate and knocked me out cold.
No, you weren't hit like
quite the opposite
at all.
You took no more wounds than I.
So I'm looking at myself. I'm only seeing like a couple of scuffs and minor abrasions and stuff. So
nobody even hit you in the head.
We all fared quite well, in fact, for how many adversaries there were.
How long have I been in here?
17 medicine check to see how he's doing.
What is it, like a few hours he's been out?
Maybe
it's like midday now?
A couple hours.
Okay. I've rested here for the morning. It is just past lunch.
Yeah.
17 medicine?
Mm-hmm.
He is... He seems fine. He says he's really cold. You do see that his bed is soaked in sweat. He looks a bit on the dehydrated side. And it's almost like you see no signs of disease, but it's almost like he just broke a really nasty fever.
Muhammad, I must exorcise the demons from you.
Jumba Jacks, 50 of them, go.
Demons? Really?
No. How do you feel?
I'm all right. I'm just really thirsty and really hungry. Feel a little weak.
The three of you make perception checks.
Damn,
I perceive that.
No, 19. Why couldn't you be on the thing? Because you're 20.
20.
That's
23.
A natural one.
Damn. Natural 20 is a natural one.
You said a, what was it supposed
perception.
To be? A perception, so that's 8. I mean, you can't fail it, but...
Okay.
We only roll unnatural ones here. So.
Sorry, it's an unnatural one.
They're all rigged when they're ones.
Right? So, Azeem and Nadar, as you're talking to him, and Azeem especially, because you're trying to give him a once-over, you two... Azeem and Nadar noticed something rather odd. You're looking at him, and you're looking him dead in the face. And he's looking straight at you, but it looks like his eyes are moving. But they're not. And as you examine closely, it looks like the irises of his eyes are slightly... It's almost like they're moving slightly. Like, rather erratically. Like firelight. They're not lighting, but the irises are moving as if...
Like the flicker of a flame?
Like a flicker of a flame.
Okay, so...
Nadar, are you seeing this?
Do I need to do a touch attack? Are you unwilling?
You grab his face?
What?
I grab your head.
What?
So...
Nadar?
Big-ass Paul grabs your head, and I just kind of pull you up towards the eye.
As you get closer, yes, the irises of his eye, which, you know...
So, yeah, I've taken your head. You're much... Smaller than I am.
Nadar, I should probably tell you this is not a normal mating ritual.
But yes, the irises, as you look more closely, they are definitely moving.
It is okay. You are not my type.
Much, much like the...
he says from 1 inch from your face.
They're behaving much like firelight.
So
his irises.
You know, which I'm sniffing the air. My tongue licks out, just kind of tasting the air around.
That seems like peeking around his giant head.
Please, Nadar, no tongue, please.
What are you doing, Nadar?
There is something in his eye.
They appear to be on fire.
Like a worm?
Your
like...
eyes are on fire.
It is not
what?
A
That's not
parasite.
Possible.
Your eyes are on fire.
Is there a mirror in the room?
Not in this room.
Hold 1 second.
Polish.
Yeah, if you polish this
right, scale, your scale. Yeah,
all right. I
look into his bosom.
Like, yeah, you see exactly what they're talking about. The irises of your eye appear to move and flicker like flame light.
What the hell?
Nadar said you may be possessed.
I give you water from my waters.
I take it gratefully, all of it.
I have not known many possessions, but...
Possessions.
Many what?
Possessions, he... You know,
that is what I said.
Not quite right.
Do you feel yourself?
I feel fine.
In control of your faculties?
Yeah. Hmm.
I've not come across that many dwarves in my time, but is this common amongst your people?
I've never seen it before, and I've grown up around dwarves all my life.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, I roll a history check to see if there's something I would have heard about this or something.
Yeah, sure.
I come from a long line of possessive vessels.
You see the dark over there counting on his hands.
All right, well, it's an 18 on the die. If it's history, that's another 6, to 24.
You are the 13th.
Wow.
24 is a good roll.
Experience.
Dwarf.
I mean, just yes. Dwarven possessions? Is that what you're trying to define? Like, I need specifics here.
More like specifically this symptom.
You are uncertain of that symptom because you don't know, but you as far as your clan and that symptom goes, you've never heard of that particular symptom. But, I mean, you know your clan almost walks hand in hand with, you know, the three makers, and one of them being Kossuth. To you, best case scenario, because you remember what you heard in the dark. Best case scenario, you know, once every couple generations, Kossuth has a chosen among your people. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, your brother and family have really screwed the pooch and may have angered some denizens of the lower plains. With that check...
Good luck, buddy.
That's what you get.
neither answer seems all that positive to me.
You know that the vessel of Kossuth was always looked upon as a high honor and kind of hero of your people?
Doesn't mean it was fun.
Yeah,
doesn't mean it was fun. Nope. And but you have heard some rumors about nefarious things your brother has done, and tracking with creatures from the lower planes who deal with fire is not outside of the realm of possibility.
Hey, Arbiter, we're about to send you on a suicide mission.
I have no idea what this is.
24 is a good roll.
I suspect it's one of two things. Either Kossuth is very pleased with me, or someone is very mad at my brother.
What does your brother have anything to do with this?
Someone.
Wait, you have a brother?
I've...
Have you mentioned him? I don't believe you have.
Yeah, you've been really close to living.
We don't talk family.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't
talked much of your backstory.
I just... So what now?
None of you have talked much of your backstory.
Nope.
I just kind of... So I realize I had not... You guys don't know. The whole reason I came here is because... my brother Wulfric slew my eldest brother and my father and my uncle and took the throne of our barony.
Oh. Is this a common thing among your people?
No. He was... I was... My eldest brother was intended to inherit the chair. I was planning for a military life. Among my city-state's protectors, the Knights of the Boulette. My brother took in an emissary from Baki, who he made some sort of deal with and let in what I would assume was some sort of mercenary company or something, slew the guards, slew my father and my uncle and our oldest brother, and took the throne for himself.
Did he suffer from the same kind of...
No.
Did I ever hear anything about any of this?
He was never...
This was all before I got kidnapped, I assume.
Zemakarid.
No, this was after you got kidnapped.
Oh, man. News to me.
He was never a... He was never a very intelligent or even wise individual. Did not necessarily have the strength to be a warrior or the mind to be a ruler, but he was very, very ambitious. And along with the keys to the city, he gave away something that was very important to my people, called the Spark Forge.
Well, that's what Optimus is here for.
The Spark Forge was not one item, it was a set of tools that my people used to craft great wonders, magical armors and weapons and machines. And it was gifted to our people by the Three Makers. The Three Market Makers are the gods we worship. Moradin, who is the god of all dwarves. Gond, who is the god of wonders and craftsmanship. And Kossuth, who is the primordial god of fire.
Gifts directly from your gods.
I came here not only to escape my brother, but also to track down some leads as to where some of the pieces of the Spark Forge may have been taken. I had heard that some of them had possibly made their way into this kingdom. I had heard a rumor most recently of a dwarf who was carrying around tongs which would allow one to hold something that was impossibly hot. That was one of the components of the Spark Forge.
And you only mentioned this now. We could have been looking for you.
I've been looking while we've been looking. Trust me. It's, but you have to understand, I have a death mark on my head. If I go back to the other continent, I'm a dead man. Oh. My brother will hunt me down and kill me.
Does he know you're still alive?
I think he suspects, but as long as I'm an ocean away, he doesn't really care. What's really the most frustrating is when we had that orb of scrying, I used it to see what the situation was in Scanton before we cleared out the orcs there. I had the chance to look in on my sister and her husband.
Oh, you have a sister as well, and he didn't slay her.
I have no idea. If I had still had that piece, I could at least look in on them and see if I could find any sign of them still being alive, and hopefully they would be all right.
Well,
but that ship has sailed.
The gods hate you. I'm just kidding, because you took the fucking Orb of Scrying.
I did, but I don't answer it. But in our culture, there are stories that every generation or so, Kossuth chooses someone to be a vessel for him. It's considered a great honor, but it is a great responsibility. You are one of the high protectors of the barony. And the best case scenario is that I am it for this generation. The other fear is that my brother, in his thirst for power, has made deals with beings that he has no business dealing with. And if that's the case, then this could be something much worse.
Is there any way to ascertain which is the true cause?
I would need to find someone from Lichstadt, one of the clerics of the church. They would be able to perhaps determine this.
But you cannot go there.
I cannot go there, and many of the loyalists fled. I was on a boat with many of them, and we scattered as soon as we reached Meranen.
Then perhaps some are here on this side of the ocean.
I had hoped to find some in Meranen, but we were sent away rather quickly.
That we were.
I am sorry.
It is not your fault, and the fact we were able to get here and aid Theodore. Where is Theodore?
Recovering from his ordeal.
At best.
You saved him as well.
You should know that there are a contingent of Griffin riders here, too.
Oh, thank goodness.
They certainly helped with the second wave.
Second wave?
Just as big as the first, but they took care of it in short order. They're securing their surrounding area.
I was just getting ready to stop them when the dragon. When the Griggen riders interfered.
My insight is a 3. I totally believe you.
I'm being honest.
No, we were. We were about to
like, yeah, we were like
throw down.
Here we go, okay.
More XP, we don't have to split with Hathor. Oh yeah.
Like your person. Only split 100 ways. 100
you saw Morella just running into the sunset. Fuck this, I'm done.
Fuck this shit on it.
Sorry, Ben.
Right.
No, oh, yeah. You lose your girlfriend. Back home.
Damn it.
So
I put my rider general.
My hand on her shoulder. And
I am sorry to hear about this. Among my people, to break with clan is terrible.
Well, at some point I'm going to make it back over that ocean, and when I do, I'm going to slay my brother.
And if you wish it, I'll be there with you.
I suppose someone might be missing me by now. I should probably go at some point back over the ocean as well.
Yeah, the desert. No.
First, we have bigger problems to worry about.
We do have to meet with the general.
First, let's go check on Theodore. How was he when we found him?
on his knees, at the mercy of our adversaries.
I figured as much.
But unharmed, for the most part.
He had like 2 hit points left. He was most certainly not unharmed.
I'm not trying to worry half the world.
Okay.
Unnecessary details. He had his own problems.
All right.
Right. Like,
clearly.
I would have gone and healed him. I did have some heal spells left.
Yeah.
I look over my utility belt and I notice that like one of my hand axes and my greater healing potion is missing.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So.
He was still a shell of who he was, though. Like, even though his wounds were healed, he was still, like, really, like,
shell-shocked. Gather that he's been through some torture, some exhaustion, probably a
I mean, I'm not saying he's in front of Hathor. I'm just...
But yeah, this guy's been through some shit.
Yeah.
Not just with this, but overall. Like, this isn't his first everything's gone to shit, why am I still alive?
Yeah. Rodeo. It's just been, like, a shit show for the last, like, 4
Greensburg,
months.
Greensburg, Tourist Bureau.
Not even.
They basically all quit.
I send you guys to the most wonderful places, don't I?
On exotic locales. A farming village.
I don't know. Can you send us to a city that we want to burn down? Like, we didn't want the city to burn down.
So, yeah, I like this place.
All right. And he goes out to Theodore.
He may be with a general, but we can try. We have a business with her as well.
She can wait.
Actually, well, perhaps,
but she won't.
She has a contingent of 100 Griffin riders.
She has assumed control.
At her command. If there's another dragon.
She can give me 10 minutes to speak to Theodore.
Well, you can do that.
I'm along for the ride. This should be good.
We need to go speak with the general. And then at least I'll do so if you wish to go with Theodore, but I'll meet you there.
I would not be surprised if they're in the same place.
It's quite probable. Let us depart. Head that way.
All right. I kind of get to my knees and I take my sword and kind of use my sword in scabbard as kind of like a cane, kind of supporting myself with it.
I still feel kind of weak.
You really should eat something substantial.
Smell orc cooking.
You don't want that.
I tasted it. It was not pleasant.
I've also tried it. It is not too good. But, you know, anything with the right spices.
I've lived on worse.
Is that Morella?
Morella, like, she peeked around the door.
How long have you been there, Morella? You are quite stealthy.
This is true. Hathor, it is good to see you on 2 feet again.
It is good to see you as well.
Well, Marilla, I told you it would be interesting.
Yes, yes, you did. But this is not exactly what I thought you meant.
I'm a terrible flirt, I'm sorry.
Oh, I love a terrible flirt. But I have come for 2 reasons. One, to see that
that is
how Hathor is among us again. Oh. And 2, that Winston said the general is waiting.
Well, we'd best not keep her waiting. She does not strike me as the patient sort.
Just be patient, at least while I make it down these stairs.
Absolutely, and we're here to help you.
We are happy to accompany you, Hathor.
Let me help you, my friend. And Morella, just with the lightest touch, and, you know, starts to help you down the
stairs. Ah, you throw my balance!
Just take an inspiration on your next balance check to
do the Willy Wonka, like...
Ta-da! Oh, look at me!
But, yeah, you guys make your way, unless you totally want to say fuck the general and go see Theodore.
I'll go say hello to the general at least first.
Mm-hmm.
On our way to the general, I asked Morella if she's okay with us divulging about Sam. Right, Samuel?
Ben.
It is not a secret.
Okay.
I appreciate you asking me first.
It is your party. I didn't know.
And it's Benedict.
What you wished... Is it really?
Benedict? I don't know. It is. I remember.
I'm super awful with
his names. His name was Benedict. Yes.
I wouldn't have gotten it wrong.
I understand.
My character knows, just because I don't.
Right. Just because my memory is awful doesn't mean
that's all right.
Is.
On metagaming.
I made the. I only say that because I made the literally the exact same mistake and called him Benjamin. Just, it's Benedict.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, coming from my son. My name is Rob, but my name is not Robert. And everybody always mistakes me for Robert. And they're like, hey, Robert! It's not my name.
Not it.
But, you know, it's I used to get pissed, but now I don't because it's a common mistake everybody makes. Oh, well.
It's a reasonable error.
It is a reasonable error, and I don't get pissed at people for it.
As opposed younger. To being called every other M name in the book, which is unreasonable.
Although, the only one I get kind of weird at is when I'm like... Hey, my name's Rob. And they're like, Rod? I'm like, no, please don't call me that.
I think Mitch makes me the most angry.
Oh.
How do you get Mitch?
Dude, I get every 4 and 5 letter M name in the book. It's
there are a lot of them.
There are a ton.
All right. So,
hey, my name is Mark. McConaughey? All
right, so Mick? I'm like, just easing my way down the stairs.
Get up. I don't expect to get a Mick.
Well, you guys go back to the war room / quote-unquote throne room.
Right.
And there the general is. The Baron is not present. She's talking with her higher-ranking Griffin Rider. It's odd, because generals usually don't go... Generals are usually command from the back.
Yeah,
this has been bothering me the whole time. Like, generals don't lead... Don't lead battles like this.
No, this one apparently
who was the last one that did?
You are welcome to tell her.
Eisenhower? Roosevelt? I feel like we had one in American history.
Would have been Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
It is weird. If you are familiar at all with any kind of ranking system, to see a general in the field is fucking just weird.
Asim just assumes this is really important. Thus they sent a general.
And that was Custer, and that didn't go too well.
You were probably thinking, oh, a general's here. You know, they'll probably be in, you know, regular robes or tunics or whatever. But no, you walk into the room, and they say, that's the general. And
General's got the most. Well,
no, like in my culture, it's like everybody fights, no one quits, and if I see you laying around, I'll shoot you myself, kind of thing.
That's true, but still, the generals are in the back. Yeah. They're not on the front lines, unless the king of your clan. You know, the king isn't afraid to get up and down and dirty, but he just likes killing orcs. Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
But you know this. You know how ranks work outside of your culture as well, and it's like you're like a general in armor.
Weird.
Ingrams. Impressive.
Just a human general in armor.
Okay. Yeah.
And you see, as I told them, you see her officers among her are from every different race. You see a dwarf, you see a tiefling, you see a couple humans, a couple gnomes, a couple halflings, a half-orc in there somewhere. Hmm. And they're all fucking dressed the goddamn nines in this, like, beautifully, highly polished, scale mail, like, kind of tunics that they're wearing. And, they all have these very finely crafted crossbows on their backs. And they all stand with perfect military precision and at attention while she speaks to them. She's just, you know, the higher-ranking officers aren't standing at attention. You know, there you see... We can only see them where maybe like a colonel or a lieutenant colonel is talking to her, and you guys enter the room, and Winston's actually talking with her too. And
while I'm waiting, I will stand at attention as well.
Well, you don't have to wait long. As soon as you enter the room, Winston kind of looks to you guys, and I'm touching the microphone, and it's probably a terrible idea. Winston kind of looks to you guys and says, "Ah, well, General, they're here." And she turns around. Ah, yes. Please, come in. And you see that a table and some chairs have been set up, and she's like, please sit. And her and a couple of her officers sit on one side of the table. She just kind of places her elbows on the table and folds her hands in front of her and looks at you expectantly, waiting for you to sit.
I have a seat.
I have a seat as well. Room and
there are six chairs on the other side. Four for you guys, one for Winston, and one for Morella. Morella sits down kind of sheepishly. You can tell she's not comfortable being around so much authority figures.
So, chairs, you say?
Chairs.
You don't have a tail, I thought.
No, I don't, but I'm wearing full plate mail.
So are they. Or at least she is.
I mean...
This is a war room.
It's a military fort.
War-level chairs.
Sturdy chairs.
They're expecting you to be heavy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
you might need two.
I'm a 6'8" dragonborn wearing full plate mail. Like, I'm heavy.
We'll give you a bench.
I mean, you're not wearing a wicker... You're not going to sit in a wicker chair or some shit.
It's not like think if you one man out of balsa, man. It's like old oak, sturdy furniture.
I know what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They give everybody else the oak. They give you the balsa.
Yeah. I test it first.
It's kind of springy.
Tap it.
Wouldn't trust it.
The general kind of looks at you and kind of hides a smirk. But, yeah, do you think it can carry your enormous weight?
Gingerly.
Just going to kind of squat on the chair.
You're self-conscious because of two things. One, because you think you're too fat and you might break the chair. And two, because as you gingerly squat, you clank so much.
The whole time.
Clank.
One of your plates catches another.
It's like someone took a box of silverware and just shook it.
And I kind of very... And I'm also sitting down gingerly, but mainly because I just don't want to fall because I'm still very weak.
Yeah.
And Asim sits cross-legged in the chair because they're probably way too big. Anyway.
Like, I know you're strong enough, but, yep. You know.
Mm-hmm. Morella's next to you.
And I place my sword on the table.
Nadar finally sits down.
Damn it! You just fall through the floor. The chair's fine. You just fall through the floor.
Four stories down.
Anyway, so you guys managed to sit there.
Stan!
Could you speak up? So you all eventually sit down. And,
I meant speak down. I'm down here.
I seem to have broken my leg. The wound is beginning to smell a bit like almonds, which is not good. I'll try the other leg.
That one's broken too.
Could you pass down a band-aid or some first aid cream? Anyway, God damn it. Okay. Anyway, so sits down. You guys sit down. I've already received somewhat of a debriefing from
Winston, was it?
He actually looks kind of sheepishly. Yes, ma'am. This woman, while she looks tough, rugged, and commanding, is also quite beautiful. So, and it looks like...
I peek under the table. Does she still appear to be wearing underwear?
Let's see. What should I make you roll not to die?
Insight.
Roll an intelligence check before you...
before I open my mouth. 13.
Yeah, you think it crosses your mind, but you're like, it's probably a terrible idea.
That can't be what debriefing is. I'm just going to wait. I'll see who sits patiently.
Expectantly.
Right. Somebody's underwear is coming out. She didn't say whose.
Winston, was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Winston's underwear's coming off.
Winston told me a rather heroic, amazing, and almost unbelievable story. So, I'm not one to discount information, regardless of how fantastical it might sound. I'd rather do the due diligence of hearing your sides of the story. So, whichever one of you would like to go first.